Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you so much for making the John Kincaid Show part of your routine. I'm always looking for ways that CBS can potentially help the 401k, you know, build the brand. And the acquisition of Barrett Salee to do college football writing for the network, truly a great acquisition, and he joins us now on the show. You've heard him here before. You've heard him all over the network before, but now you're in-house. I noticed the upgraded avatar picture. Was that part of that? You look a lot more professional.
Yeah, well, anything to make me look more professional is always good. I appreciate that, John. And, yeah, it's the folks at CBS were kind enough to dress that up a bit. And thank you for the kind words. I will Venmo or PayPal you some money because I probably owe it to you after taking advantage of a little bit of your golf hospitality a few weeks back.
Yeah, well, you are heading out to SEC Media Days, and I know how much you enjoy this event. But please tell everybody a little bit of, for those who may not be listening in the Southeast, from all over the country, tell them a little bit about the circus that is Hoover, Alabama.
Well, it is a circus. There's no doubt it's a circus. It's designed to celebrate the sport. It's designed to welcome everybody to the sport. In years past, when I first started going to this thing in 2001, it served an actual media function. You actually have to talk to coaches and players and learn a little bit about the teams and what's changed since the end of the season. We all know what's changed now with the advent of the internet and 24/7 coverage. We know that stuff already. So, you know, it's more of a celebration. It's more of a way to stay in the news. It's more of a way to take advantage of a window for the SEC specifically. During Major League Baseball All-Star break, when there's really not a whole lot else going on, and it's a convention. You've got a lot of credentialed members of the media, some of whom are you know, there all the time. Some of them have no idea what they're doing, so they're going to ask weird questions. They're going to get on TV and have some fun. So that's what it is. It's a celebration. For me personally, it's evolved from an informational session to now just a good time to hang out with friends and reconnect and have a good time with people that I don't get to see all the time.
All right, what are the storylines? Take us to Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning. It's going to make news. Who are the people? There's no Steve Spurrier anymore. And Nick Saban, as great as he is not as I don't think he's nearly as entertaining with the media. So who are going to be the stars of this week's SEC Media Days?
Yeah, I mean, I think Brett Bielema will be tomorrow. He goes first with Greg Sankey. And, Brett just had a baby yesterday morning, in fact.
Wow.
So, he's literally being asked to go to Hoover either as his wife is checking out of the hospital with their newborn or when they get home. So as parents, you and I both know how interesting that conversation might be. But SEC Network's also going to follow him around for the entire trip from walking out the front door tomorrow morning to the flight to the making the rounds and then back to Fayetteville. So he's always fun. You know, he says all kinds of goofy stuff. He, you know, talked about, you know, winning a game and kneeling down against Texas a couple of years ago being borderline erotic. He talked about one of his players' tremendous backsides before. Brett's one of those guys that, you know, he has no filter. You can sort of see him during this event. You know, he's on the verge of saying something crazy, and then, like, you see the wheels start turning. And it's like, should I say this? Yeah, I'll say it. Whatever, it's fine. And then he says it, and everybody laughs, and we all have a good time. Then after that on Monday, Ed Orgeron and Jones go. And for two very different reasons, those guys are going to be quite interesting. Ed Orgeron because, you know, he's quite entertaining. Fun guy, interesting to be around, fun accent, you know, all that stuff. And then for Butch Jones, it's a problem with, okay, well, it's going to have to stop being a cliche machine. You're on the hot seat, dude. You have to give your fan base something more than, well, we win 9 games every year and we've got 5-star hurts and we're changing the life. That's not going to fly. I don't know if Butch is capable of saying things differently, but he better try. So Bama Day is at Wednesday, so you're always going to have the sideshow that is the lobby. I mean, you know how
right.
that goes. And then
yes.
Thursday is interesting to me because you have Ole Miss going. And Ole Miss, obviously, Hugh Freeze is going to handle the NCAA questions fine. He did last year. He will this year. But you had the sort of side story for those outside of the footprint that don't know. Rebel Rags, which is a apparel company in Oxford, Mississippi, has sued in a civil court Mississippi State players who were granted immunity in the Ole Miss case to testify. And their deposition is actually next week. So
wow.
you're going to have, you know, that sort of added layer to the Mississippi State contingent, to the Ole Miss contingent, but also just to the SEC as a whole, because it's created this sort of, you know, lack of harmony within the SEC. You know, Mike Slide was famous for sitting everybody down and say, y'all stop turning each other in. Y'all go through us for everything. And please stop being mad at each other publicly. There's not that much harmony anymore when you combine the Rebel Rag stuff with the Hurricane Matthew stuff between LSU and Florida. So the lack of harmony, I think, is something that Greg Sankey absolutely is going to address tomorrow when he gives a State of the SEC speech.
Barrett Salee, CBS Sports now, joining us on the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Okay, tell me, in the East, the SEC media members have done a very, very poor job of identifying who will play in the SEC championship game. I'm trusting you here. Steer my audience in the right direction. Who will be playing in the SEC championship game representing the East coming up? Or do
well,
you still have to determine?
And the votes will be released. The whole group will be released next Friday.
Okay.
Right now, I'm picking Georgia to win the East, and I don't even think it's close. I think Georgia is a legit college football playoff contender, and I haven't decided who I have winning the SEC championship game, but I will tell you that when we actually pick the champion, Georgia will be in that game for me, and I haven't quite decided yet whether or not to put them as champion or not, but there's a chance that I might. So I think Georgia, their issues are overstated. Their offensive line issues are overstated. They're very confident with where they are. Their wide receiver issues are very overstated. They don't have a go-to guy, but they've got a ton of versatility, and that matters more than one go-to guy, really, in college football. And then defensively, they return essentially everybody. So I think Georgia in that division, really the question about them hinges on what's Kirby Smart. You know, is he a 8-5 head coach? What's his ceiling? Has he figured it out? Last year was a little bit of a mulligan year because it's his first time ever being a head coach. But I think that team, to me, is going to be very, very good.
Tell us about your duties with the network now. So will you you're not just going to focus on the SEC, or will you be able to be sharing your opinions of everything that goes on? Because you've got a ton of them, as I well know.
Yeah, it'll be everything. I mean, being in the SEC and covering the SEC for 16 years or however
right.
long it's been now, I'll obviously be SEC, you know, a little bit of a focus on the SEC. Just
sure.
Because, A, that's what I know, but, B, that's what everybody wants. I mean, people that hate read SEC coverage, still read SEC coverage. So,
right.
It'll be a focus on the SEC, but also some video for CBSSports.com as well. That'll start happening probably next week, week after. So, I'm excited about it. I'm still doing the podcast, SEC Smothered and Covered, and SiriusXM. But staying really, really busy now with CBS being basically the full-time gig. And John, you know how I am. Idle hands are the devil's playground.
Correct.
So busy. I mean, we're all covering sports here. We're not trying to fly somebody to the moon or anything like that. This is supposed to be fun, and I enjoy it, and it's going to be a fun season.
And you need to follow Barrett Salee on Twitter because he will engage with you. Now, many times it will end up in you will either be pissed or crying or whatever, but he's still going to he's going to engage you. So that's a good thing.
Here's the thing with social media. You know, and I found this out a long time ago. People that talk to you and in your mentions, they don't actually want to talk to you. They want to talk at you. So if you respond to them, you're either sensitive, but if you don't respond to them, you're arrogant. And there's
Correct.
Sort of no in between. So I'm just sensitively arrogant.
I love to engage, and I'm just arrogant. So it's perfect. It works out that way. Now, will you drive over to Hoover?
Yeah, I'm driving over tonight. And
CBS in my gig, I get the private jet. You got to wait a few more years.
John Kincaid, a private jet.
Yeah, we get you a private jet over there. We got to work this out. We'll get you in the family and in the fold, and I'll teach you the tricks. So
I will.
Great job, Barrett.
If you can hook me up with a private jet, I mean, look, there's a private airport 2 miles from my house. I am on board with that idea.
There you go. Yeah, you got a mortgage to pay too, so get to work. All right. Welcome aboard.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.